that's just a wheelbarrow.
Did you ever call that anything else? Did you ever call that anything else?
No, sir, I don't reckon it is.
It's a wheelbarrow. And you put shells in a shotgun, but what would you put in a revolver?
You put cartridges in the revolver, I reckon.
And did you ever hear anybody say that they'd take in a certain amount of corn to the mill? Just on a Saturday, they'd take in a certain amount of corn. They call that a turn of corn, or?
Call it what?
A turn of corn or a grist of corn?
Call it, take a bushel of corn to the mill or something like that, a peck, a half bushel. And they would, we owned a grist mill for years out there. Pulled it with the same, we had the same big steam engine. We cut cordwood to fire it with to build a, to rig, keep the steam. Just cut wood. And would run the gin with it, and then also run the sawmill with it. And also we could run the grist mill with it. At different times, of course, we'd all put it at the same time. We'd be ginning, then on Saturdays we'd put another belt on the steam flywheel, the big wheel, drive wheel, and wouldn't take much steam to, just a light head of steam to pull that grist mill. Mm-hmm. Put it in the hopper, you know, and if you had a bushel of corn, you could, and when you grind it, that meal in there would be, I don't know, about a fifth more. It would, the bushel measure wouldn't hold the meal that was grind. Well, they take your toll from that, you know. You give them a bushel back, you give them a bushel of meal back for the bushel of corn. Well, still you got your toll there, got plenty of corn left, got plenty.
Would the farmer ever call the amount that he brought in a turn?
A what?
A turn of corn.
Ton of corn, no, sir. I never heard of ton of corn. It was a bushel of corn or things like that.
Did you ever hear that word turn used for wood or anything like that? Or
no, ton.
This doesn't sound familiar, huh?
Ton, what did... A ton of cottonseed.
Turn of cottonseed?
Ton of cottonseed, that's what they...
How much was that?
You gin a bale of cotton. A bale of cotton would be, if you bring a bale of cotton to the gin, it'd be 1,500 pounds in the seed. We've had owned several gins, owned one out on the place, and we own two here in this town here. And it's 1,500 pounds of seed cotton would be supposed to make a 500 pound bale. Well, that'll leave 1,000 pounds of seed. And the seed would, at times, seed would, you could gin your cotton, and of course, you'd weigh your bale of cotton and subtract that from the gross weight that your wagon and seed weighed, and you got the amount of seed there, you see. And you pay them for the seed. Pay him for seed. He comes out, but he leaves the seed there with you, but he go takes more money home. See, he's got his bale of cotton, and he takes his seed money. You pay him right there to gin for his seed. You take out for the ginning, for the bagging and ties, and for his ginning and all, and still he's got $10-$12 left. That's what the nigger used to get.
How much would be the turn?
A ton? Well, a ton would be 1,000 pounds, you see. Well, when you could keep account about what you got in your seed house, you see. Mm-hmm. And when you sell your cotton seed, you sell it to the, or ship it to the oil mill. We used to have to load it in the cars. Mm-hmm. And know about how many tons we got in the car. Well, they'd pay you, the oil mill would send you a check for so many tons that you had.
I see.
Ton of seed. How many tons of seed you had?
That's interesting. How those words change. Somebody told me they used to use turn to describe a certain amount of cornmeal. That's over in the hill country.
A ton of cornmeal?
Yes.
I never heard of a ton of cornmeal. Yeah, it was good with a bushel.
And you have, what did you sell nails in your store, or what did you keep those in?
Yes, I did sell meal in the store. Always be, we'd get a barrel of meal, and we'd just sack it up, and lots of folks didn't come to meal, you see. They'd buy the meal. And
right from the store.
And just, it would come in, meal would come in barrels, and flour would come in barrels. Now it comes in sacks, 24-pound sacks. But they used to come in flour barrels.
I see.
And we'd sack it up, put 12 pounds in, just whatever.